5, Tango Mike, V5 Alpha Lima. V5 Echo Bravo, V5 Alpha Lima.
V5 Echo Bravo, V5 Echo Lima, V5 Echo Echo. How are you doing there, Pierre?
Pretty good, Wayne. So, how's your day going?
Oh, day's not doing too bad here. It was really windy last night. Man, oh man, it woke me up a couple times. The wind was gusting here at about 70, I think, kilometers an hour. I thought my antennas were going to fall down, but I looked up this morning and the antennas are still there, thank goodness. But the wind's died down now here, and it's about minus 12 or something right now here in Regina. Yeah, so how you been doing?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit tired today. Yeah, no kidding. I went to the University Hospital with Tom this morning around 6 o'clock. And for the MRI tests and everything, and so we went for a coffee at Tim Hortons before and show up around 7:45 this morning for the MRI for him, and waiting and waiting and waiting. long day. So anyhow, so I went back home by pretty much by close to 10 o'clock this morning. So Tom is very happy what I did for him. I took some wheelchair for him because it's too far away to walk over there. So that's why I took some wheelchair for him, and we have a drive together on a wheelchair. So I think I did a good job for him. So, and he was very happy what I did. So, back to you.
Oh, Pierre, that's pretty nice. That's nice that you did that for him. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's not that good when you come to a different little city there, or be a big city, and you don't know where to go, and you don't know how to get there, where to park. I mean, it's all confusion all at once, and then you got to go in for a medical procedure of some kind. Yeah, I can see that. I took my aunt to Saskatoon a few times there years ago there. Oh, and for some tests and stuff too. So yeah, I spent the whole day there and then drove back home. And yeah. Well, that's what you got to do sometimes here. But, yeah, that's very nice you did that for Tom. I'm sure he's pretty appreciative for that, that's for sure. Pierre, how's my audio there? How's the audio from this thing?
Well, it's pretty good so far. excuse me. A little bit of static, but not too much. Maybe you're portable at your home or something, but maybe you're not on the base or whatever, but no, it's good, very good so far. I would like to say 4 or 5, not good, so no problem at all, but a little bit of static, not at all. And to be honest with you, I came back home after I dropped Tom at the motel this morning, and going back home, and I used my VHF radio, and I said, tried to call somebody. I heard V5 Romeo Yankee and Romeo Echo Golf and everybody, and RGM, and I tried to call them, and no answer. I said, what the hell is going on there? So I figured out, and my mini connector on my VHF radio. It was totally loose. It's the SMA connector. It's a very tiny connector. It was totally loose. I can't believe it. I never had a problem. So I have a spare one. I check it out. Connect everything all together. And there we go. It's working now. So, excuse me. So I went to a B&E Electronic this afternoon to buy more connector, the SMA connector, the very tiny connector, to go right to your coax and your PL259 or whatever, a female 259, and right through to your VHF radio. So now it's working perfect. Back to you.
Yeah, if that's the one you're using right now, it is perfect. Yeah, no crackling and no noise whatsoever. No, your audio is really good there. Yeah, we had B&E Electronics here in Regina, too, for quite a while. Bob, 5LTT here in Regina, worked there for quite a while. And I think they moved out. They moved to Saskatoon, or they just closed the branch here in Regina. I guess it wasn't that busy here, I guess. So, yeah, if you want any parts, we got to use, again, from B&E Calgary or B&E in Saskatoon here if you want parts here. So, yeah, not too many places here in Regina to get any kind of coax or anything you need. So we're going to get it from, online there, I guess. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you got that straightened out there, that's for sure. Yeah, connectors can be bad, too. I noticed some on this one. This is an old radio I'm using right now here. It's an old 50-year-old radio here, built in 1976 here. So like it's still working, I guess. Hey, that's the main thing. But it's funny how they built some of these old things. They built them just like a tank. They keep on ticking here.
Peter, right now I'm just using my Yaesu FC5D radio right now. It's pretty good radio. Very good radio. VHF UA. VHF and UHF radio and Fusion, that's why I like. So, yeah, that'll work pretty good to me. So, I got that radio for, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, and it worked very well. So, I'm very happy about it. And, yeah, that's about it. I tell you right now, I think I'm going to bed very early this afternoon. I have a nice sleep. I can't believe it. I went to pick up Tom at, well, I was to the motel at 6 o'clock, and he says, "Bear, maybe we go for Tim Morton, and I would like to grab some coffee and maybe some muffin or whatever." And we go to the hospital. I say, "Sure, no problem." So we went there and everything, and waiting and waiting and whatever at the hospital. So we was there around, I would like to say about 15 after 7. And, yeah, so and we have a coffee together outside in my car. And I said, "Okay, let's go to the hospital and we'll see what happened." So I bring the wheelchair and everything for him. And go right through to the MRI office. But the MRI office was open at 8 in this morning. So, okay, well, okay, that's fine. So we're waiting and waiting, and 8 o'clock. So there we go. So, but he didn't have his X-ray, MRI X-ray before 9 o'clock for some reason. I think somebody had some kind of emergency situation and stuff like that. So, but no problem. So, yeah, perfect. So, he was very happy about that. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Oh, that's good. Yeah, waiting there, that's the bad thing, too. We took the wife to the hospital here a few times.